Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, and the Oizvah Shrus Davids on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and the Article Shrus Davids at the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. And today's Davids sponsor Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue with that Voida of the Sari Amishtaleach. The Mishnah tells us, Maser Lumishu Malichai, he would hand it over to the one who would bring it out. Now, Kolk Shayla Lichai, everyone's kosher to bring the Sari Amishtaleach, Elish also Kahanim Dalim Kevav, Loyum Nicham Yisrael Lichai. The Kahanim Dalim, they said it, they established that Yisrael wasn't the one that brought it. There's a story that this fellow Arsla from Tzipayim brought it, and he was a Yisrael. So I think more quotes a pasuk. It says v'shiach biad ish, and he was sent out with a man. L'hachshir sazar. This teaches us that even a non-kain could bring out the sar lazazel. Now then, the pasuk tells us iti. The whole quote is v'shiach biad ish iti. So iti, what does this mean? Shehei asid, that he was asid, which even though it means future, over here it means that he was ready and prepared, and he was ready set for this previously. He's not just a random guy they picked off the street. He was prepared and ready and set for this mission to bring the Sari Lazazel out. And also, E.T. tells us Shehei Mezuman, that he was prepared, and E.T. also tells us that after Shabbos, he would even bring it out on Shabbos, and E.T. tells us after Tumah, even if he's Tameh. As the Gemara, Loi hu Asid hu Mezuman, isn't Asid and Mezuman the same thing? They both mean that the person's prepared. So Gemara says, you're right. El rather, what does it mean? Shaloi shalchenu biyad shnaim, it means don't send it out with two people. It's only sent with one. Now, what about if that happened? Shilchu biyad shnaim. Let's say he was sent out with two people. Ma'u shiyatim begadim. What about Tumah begadim? We know the Pasuk tells us that the Ish E.T., this man who brings Azazel out, his clothing becomes Tameh, but what about the second person who really wasn't supposed to come along? He was just a tag along. Does his clothing become Tameh? And the answer is Mishmin Yadol. So from the following, the Pasuk tells him, Mishaleach, his clothing become Tameh. And what do we learn from here? Lohem Mishaleach as Mishaleach. Isn't this talking about the one who was sent out with the goat? Lam Tazon Bez on top. Hadar this tells us, Shilchu Biyad Shnayim, Einu Matameh Begadim, that if we sent out with two people, it's not Matameh, the second person's Begadim, because he's not the official one that was sent out with it. It was really the first. Now what about the following? Barach Derech Halicha Matameh Begadim, Der Chazira in Matan Begadim. Let's say, as he's on his way out with the goat, it ran away, and he had to chase it, and he continued bringing it, so it's still Matan Begadim. However, if it was Der Chazira, if he had already thrown it off the cliff, and it didn't die, and it ran away, so it's not Matan Begadim. Now, Shalos Rebbe Lezer, they asked Rebbe Lezer, Chala HaShaliach, let's say the Shaliach got sick. Could he appoint a new Shaliach in his stead, because he's not able to go out with the goat? So, Amalan, he told them, Kain Tov Shalom, so too you should be in peace, you shouldn't get sick. He basically was avoiding the question. Then they asked him another question, Vim Chala Mishtaleach, what about if the goat itself got sick? Could he put it on a donkey? Could he find some other mode of transportation to bring it out? So Amalani told them, Yachol hu litan eschem v'li, it's so strong, it's able to carry you and me. Here's another way he's being daich them, he's pushing them off. And lastly, they asked him, D'chayi v'lay meis, let's say it was pushed off the cliff and it didn't die. What's supposed to be done? So Amalani told them, Kach yu avi ha-shamayim, so too all enemies of Shemayim should be like that. And once again, he's avoiding their question, not answering them. And here the Gemara clarifies why that is. Lo shayi Reb Lezer mafligon, it's not that he was avoiding them and Dafka didn't want to answer them. Ella Shaloi Haya Armalhan Dvarm Shaloshon Miyamov. He never said anything over that he never heard from his Rebbeim. And since he never heard an answer from his Rebbeim regarding this, that's why he didn't answer their question. Now Chamam, the Chamam answer this, Chala Shaliach Mishalchabian Acher. If the Shaliach, the one who's supposed to go out with the goat, he got sick, so he could send it out with somebody else. Chala Hamishtaleach, if the goat got sick, Markibal Chamar, it could be put on a donkey to be brought out. And Dachi Avlai Mace, if he pushed it off and it didn't die, Yarn Acher of Misai, he has to go down after it and kill it with his own hands. Now we have a story about this. Call Yamim Shai Shimon HaTzadik Hayim. All the days that Shimon HaTzadik was alive, meaning that he was a Kohen Gadol, Loi Hayim Megil Mech Sahar, the goat wouldn't even reach halfway down the cliff, Achenase Varne Varn, until it was broken into pieces. Now, Shimon HaTzadik, when Shimon HaTzadik died, Hayim Bayreach Midbar, many times it would run away to the Midbar and it wouldn't die by being pushed off the cliff. Vasakarion Eichon Isai, and robbers and thieves that hang out in the desert, they would eat it. Now, once we're on the topic of Shimon HaTzadik, we continue discussing. Call Yamim Shai Shimon HaTzadik Hayim. All the days that Shimon HaTzadik was alive, he was a Kohen Gadol, Hayim Karish Hashem Oil Bimin, the girl of the Shel Shame would come up in the right hand, which we had said is a good simon, and Mishmei Shimon Tzadik when he died, Pam Bimin, Pam Bismel, some is in the right, some is in the left, which means Kal Yisrael wasn't so Zaycha. And Kal Yom Shai Shimon Tzadikayim, Hayin Nerma Ravi Dalek, the Nerma Ravi, the western light of the Menorah, was always lit. Mishmei Shimon Tzadik when he died, Pam Kava, Pam Dalek, sometimes it got extinguished, sometimes it was lit. Kal Yom Shai Shimon Tzadikayim, Hayin Lashon Shel Zahiris Malbin, the red thread, which we're going to be learning about soon, that's tied to the horns of the Azazel, and there was one in the base of Mikdash, and there was one tied to the rock, that would turn white, showing that Am Yisrael's sins were forgiven. Mishmei Shimon HaTzadik pa'am malbin pa'am madim. When Shimon HaTzadik died, sometimes it would turn white, but sometimes it would stay red, showing that Kal Yisrael wasn't zaycha. And Kol Yom Shai Shimon HaTzadikayim, Hayo Ara Marachim is gaber va'ayla, the fire of the Maracha on the Mizbeach would actually increase and become even hotter and stronger. Mishayu Nesen Shnei Gzir Eitz Mishachris, when they would put on the two blocks of wood in the morning, Lo Hayu Nesen Kol Yom, they wouldn't have to put on any more fire throughout the rest of the day. But Mishmei Shimon HaTzadik, when Shimon HaTzadik died, Tashash Kechashal Maracha, the Maracha, the fire in the Mizbeach, got weaker, and V'loy Hayu Nim they wouldn't withhold from putting wood on it the entire day. They had to constantly add wood in order to make sure it was hot. Also, there was bracha on the shtei alechem, which is the two loaves that's brought on Shavuos, and the lechem panim, which is every single week in the shulchan. And what was a special bracha? And when they would divide it up between the kohanim, everyone would get about a piece of a kezayis, and some would eat it, and they would be satisfied. Some would eat it, and they would even have some left over. They were so full from it. It was really a very small piece. And that bracha was taken away from shtei alechem and lechem panim, and each person would get the size of a pea, which is a tiny little piece. And at snuin, the more discreet people, they would just take their hands away from it. They wouldn't eat it at all. And those who were gluttonous, they would grab from other people to try to eat more. And there's a story with a kohen from Sipari. He took his chelek and his friend's chelek. Really, yours is ben chamtson. He was called the son of the grabber up until that day because he grabbed his portion and his friends. And who should David Amar? This is what David Melch said. Elokai, my God, paltini miyad rasha mikaf ma'avil v'chaymetz, and that's lashon of chaymetz, from a grabber, from a gazlan. And we continue discussing Tani Yevav Brisa. Arbaim shana ad shlo yechar beis hamikdash, for the 40 years before the beis hamikdash was destroyed, hayu ner maravi kava, the western lamp of the menorah would get extinguished, v'lashon shel zaharis madim, and that red thread stayed red, v'garo shel shame oyle b'smoil, and the lottery of shame of the chatas Hashem would come up in the kohen gadol's left hand, v'hayu nel and dosas heichom be'erev, and in the evening they would close the doors of the heichal, u'mashkimi, and then when we wake up in the morning, they would find that they were open, and this is all a bad sign, a bad omen, showing that the Beis HaMikdash was on its way to being destroyed. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Heichal, lama tamava aleinu? Heichal, why are you scaring us? Yodim anu shesevchal echarev. We know that you're going to end up being destroyed. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Sach levanan de lasecha v'seichal esh barazecha. Open levanan your doors and let the fire burn your arazim, your cedar wood. And so we already know this is going to happen. And we continue discussing Shimon HaTzadik. Abraham Shana Shimon Shimon HaTzadik Yisrael b'kunu g'dayla. For 40 years, Shimon HaTzadik served the Am Yisrael in the kunu g'dayla. B'shana chayna Amar Lehen, in the last year, the last Yom Kippur that he was going to live. B'shana zuani meis, in this year I'm going to die. And Amar Lehen, they told him, L'mina ma'anachrech. Already learned about in the previous parak how he knew that. Amar Lehen, they asked him, L'mina ma'anachrech, who should we appoint after you? So Amar Lehen, he told them, Harei Nechunyan b'ni lefneichem, Nechunyan, my son is in front of you. In other words, appoint him. Even though he was the younger of the two sons, he was more fitting. So he said, appoint him. And Hochu minos Nechunyan, they went and they appointed him. And Vikina b'Shimon Achiv, Shimon, the older brother, he was jealous. So what did he do? V'halchel b'shay unkel v'chagar tzotzol. He got Chunyan, his younger brother, dressed in the big gadol medikuna, because that was his job. His job was getting the kohen gadol dressed. But what did he put on him? Unkala, which is like a leather shirt worn by a woman, and its tzitzol is a belt worn by a woman. And then Amar Lehen, he told them, meaning Shimon told the other kohanim, Ruuma nadal avasai. See what my younger brother Chunyan promised to his loved one. Amar Lehen, he told her, when I become a kohen gadol, elbash nikal shleich ve'echur b'tzitzol shleich. I'm gonna wear your nikala, your shirt, and I'm gonna wear your belt. But when they tried to check into it, they didn't find him. They didn't find Chunyan. And why is that? Because Amr, they said, Mishon Baruch Har Melech. From there, he ran away to Har Melech. He was so embarrassed at this. He just ran away to this place called Har Melech. And Mishon Baruch Alexandria. From there, he ran away to Alexandria in Egypt. And Va'amar Ubana Shom Mizbeach. He got up and he built him his bach over there. Va'kar all of his pasuk hazeh. And he said the following pasuk about it, allowing himself to bring karbonos. And so he understood that this allowed him to build Mizbeach in Mitzrayim and bring karbonos. And this is known throughout Shas as Beis Chonyoy. He basically had a whole Beis HaMikdash going on in Mitzrayim. And now we have a little bit of Musar Vart over here. This one who ran away from Srara. He ran away from his official position that he had. He had to run away. Or at least that's what he felt like. See how he ended up going back to it at the end. It's just that he ran away and that's it. It's over. He's not the Kohen Gadol anymore. He had this deep desire to become a Kohen Gadol, so he made himself a whole Beis HaMikdash in Egypt. So Mishu Nichens V'yotze Alachas Kam V'kama. For sure, somebody who's officially installed as the Kohen Gadol and was active in that position and is forced to leave it, for sure he's going to end up pushing other people away and doing something like this. Anyway, Rabbi says, this is Rav Meir said, which Rabbi Huda said, like you, it's not like that. Elaminu with Shimon, they actually appointed Shimon, the older brother, even though Chanyan was supposed to be appointed. And the brother got jealous, and he dressed him in this woman's shirt and this woman's belt, and Armelahani told them, it's the whole story, like we had just mentioned before, and he ran away, and he made his own mizbeach, it's a kavachaymer, just like we have someone who's never officially even in this position at all. See how he ended up bringing Am Yisrael to do Avod Zara because he really desired to be the Kohen Gadol, even though he was never officially supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. Somebody who was in very high position and and had to leave, alachas kama kama, for sure he could do something very harmful like this. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalet, continue to discuss the Sar Lazazel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.